Senator McCain is way ahead in the race for delegates to the Republican Party's nominating convention. But former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, his only major challenger, is not giving up. While he has been careful not to choose sides, President Bush is clearly aware that some of the party's staunchest conservatives do not want to see McCain get the nomination. They consider him a maverick and out of step with their views on issues such as immigration, tax policy, and campaign reform. The president preached party unity at a conservative gathering on Friday, and in a follow-up interview on national television, he stressed this wing of the party has nothing to fear from John McCain.
I know him well. I know his convictions. I know the principles that drive him. And no doubt in my mind, he's a true conservative.
Mr. Bush told the Fox News Sunday program both McCain and Huckabee have conservative records, but he acknowledged that McCain will have to work hard to bring the various factions of the Republican Party together.
I think that if John's the nominee, he has got some convincing to do to convince people that he is a solid conservative, and I'd be glad to help him if he is the nominee.
McCain's strong showing in the 22-state Republican contest held last Tuesday earned him the front-runner status. One of his challengers, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, suspended his campaign last Friday, leaving Huckabee as McCain's only major challenger. Huckabee won victory Saturday in Louisiana and Kansas. He told NBC's Meet the Press that he intends to stay in the race, saying there is still a chance that McCain will lack the necessary delegates to wrap up the nomination before the convention.
People say, isn't it a rather complicated and convoluted path to victory? You bet it is. But it's a real easy path to defeat. All I have to do is walk off the field. Game's over.
Huckabee said his supporters remain energized going into the next round of contests Tuesday in Virginia, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. He said not one has asked him to follow the lead of Mitt Romney and leave the race. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.